Hi, this is Andrew from Growth Hacker TV, and today's quick growth bite comes from evercontact.com. Why we're dropping freemium as a business model. Value versus cost. Why have EverContact decided to move to a 100% free trial business model and drop the freemium part of the business completely? So why change after 2 years? Here is the list of the value and cost of an average freemium user in general and specifically at EverContact. Number 1, advertising revenue. Number 2, viral growth. Number 3, help us scale up technically. Number 4, data. And number 5, an eventual upgrade. And what is the cost of our freemium users? Number 1, bandwidth. Even if hosting and bandwidth costs continue to decline, EverContact's engine is fairly heavy, so a user who doesn't provide value is a definite cost through providing little value in return, considering the 5 value points above. Number 2, support. If there were no freemium users, half of the support could be invested somewhere while also being reduced, as those who sign up knowing there's no freemium plan are more qualified users than those who sign up knowing that they could potentially stay on a free plan forever. Number 3, potentially lower conversion rate due to a lack of hard paywall. A freemium plan allows for less qualified signups as well, in direct contrast to credit card required to sign up, where conversions to trial are very low, but conversions to paying dramatically increase. EverContact has 3 main reasons why they are dropping the freemium plan. Number 1, they have found that over 80% of their paying clients convert in the first 40 days. Number 2, all of the 30-day trial non-freemium offers convert at rates 3 times higher than Gmail service. Those who pay, pay, and those who don't, don't. Prolonging the service for them doesn't make sense unless you're deriving value in another way. Number 3, B2B acquisition is much higher and their revenue is over 50% of the month-to-month revenue of EverContact, since B2B and enterprise markets are a much tougher fit with freemium models. Most enterprises would rather pay and have guaranteed service and support. So what's next? Number 1, switch over to free trial only. Number 2, continue to analyze the data. See what impact it has on average user cost, conversion to trial, conversion to paying, and viral growth. And number 3, improve visible value of EverContact. Clients have told them that their favorite thing about EverContact's service is that it's so seamless. They are now looking for ways to expand the product so that there are visible ways that people can use it beyond just being in the background. A dashboard that enables you to interact with your new contacts, connect with them in different ways, and while benefiting you, you will also bring greater awareness to EverContact. That does it for today. Go check out evercontact.com for the full article. I'm Andrew with Growth Hacker TV, and since we all know hustlers don't watch cable, I'll be back tomorrow with another article of the day. Until then.